Amen. All right. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. It's so good to be with you. Appreciate Brother Ron allowing us to come and minister tonight. Felt like coming. And very familiar scripture here, Luke chapter 16. About everybody knows what you're going to read when you say Luke 16. Luke 16 and 19. 16 and 19. And the Bible says, there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Amen. All right, you can be seated. That's our scripture portion. It's our text tonight. I don't want to go to hell. Amen. Amen. There's no place like hell. You know, Don Rich preached that message. He said, anybody in hell would trade anybody on earth places. That's the truth. No matter how bad somebody is suffering, no matter what station of life they're in, no matter what they're going through, anybody in hell would trade them places.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Because there's no place like hell. Hell's forever. Hell is no exit signs in hell.
Nope.
No gateways in hell.
No.
Amen. No way to get out of hell. Only at the last judgment, death and hell. Give up the dead and go to the great white throne, which would be the worst thing that ever happened to any human being, is the second death.
Right.
The worst thing any human ever suffered will be the second death. To hear the Lord say, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting. I tell you, that'd be a horrible time. Amen. I hate that. I hate to even, you know, think that. But I'll tell you what, people will go there no matter if you can beg them and plead with them.
Right. That's true.
Amen. Yeah. But I want us to look at this text tonight. About every time you hear somebody read this text, that's what they preach on. They preach on hell. And most of the time you hear preaching on hell is out of this text. I'd say 75% of the time I've heard people preach on hell, they've took this text. Probably. Amen. Mm-hmm. But can I tell you tonight, that's not all that's in this text.
Right.
No. That's not the only thing that we just read out of the Bible. I read a text where there was somebody in paradise here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I feel the Lord.
Come on.
Hila mahala mahala mahola mahila mahala mahola mahala.
Come on, brother.
I read whereabouts, amen, Lazarus, he suffered in this life.
Yeah.
But he was comforted in the next life.
Yes.
Now, the Bible here says Lazarus went to Abraham's bosom because Jesus hadn't died yet.
Right.
That's the only reason. All the Old Testament saints and everybody up to Jesus' death went to paradise.
Right.
That's where Abraham was.
Right.
Abraham couldn't go to heaven, and nobody else could go to heaven until the blood of Jesus was shed. Nobody's worthy to go to heaven, no matter how good they are, without the blood.
Right.
Moses and Elijah are the only two, maybe Enoch. I don't know what happened to them guys. I don't know where they went, Brother Tom.
Right.
Amen. I'll just leave them in God's hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, everybody else went to paradise.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what Jesus told the thief on the cross, didn't he? He said, this day you'll be with me in paradise.
That's right.
But Jesus went to paradise and he emptied it out. Now David said, he won't leave my soul in hell, neither will he suffer his Holy One to see corruption.
Right.
He called paradise hell. It was in the same vicinity as hell, and it was apart from God. And he knew, he said, I'm going to have to go, amen, to this place in the heart of the earth, but I don't have to stay there forever. Right. I'm coming out of there one of these days.
Right.
Jesus is going to come and get me one of these days.
Yes.
Amen. He said he won't even suffer his Holy One to see corruption. Jesus, he said, won't be dead long enough to see corruption.
Right.
These people in the Old Testament went to paradise.
Right.
Paradise is vacant now.
Right.
Nobody's in paradise now.
Right.
Nobody's in the heart of the earth there. Only those that are in hell. But those, amen, that were in paradise are in heaven.
Right.
And Paul said, now for you and I who live after the cross, he said to be absent in the body is be present with Christ.
Yes.
Be absent in our body. We go straight to heaven now when we die. As soon as the spirit leaves this body, we go to heaven.
Yes.
Amen. But I'm going to try to talk to us tonight a little bit about Lazarus suffered in this life. Amen. Lazarus, well, amen, he died. But then, praise God, he was comforted. Amen. After, amen, he had suffered. After he had been faithful. After he had held on.
Yes.
After he had believed God.
Nope.
After, praise God, he was comforted. The rich man had it made in this life. He fared sumptuously every day. He had anything he wanted. But oh, then, amen, he left God out of the arrangements.
Right.
He left the Lord out. And he went, amen, to a horrible place. But I got to thinking, when I was thinking, today, praise God, there's some of us, amen, tonight that's suffering in our bodies. That's what Lazarus did. The Bible said he was full of sores. The Bible said, Brother Tom, that they had to carry him and lay him at the rich man's gate. He wasn't even able to walk. He wasn't even able to get around by himself. He was, amen, full of sores. He was full of pain. He suffered, but oh, his suffering ended one day. His suffering was over with one day. His suffering concluded one day. Thank God, one day, praise God, it was over with. And he went, praise God, to paradise. I'm telling us tonight, there's a better place than this. There's a better time of coming. There's a glorious promise. We've got promises ahead of us. We've got an inheritance. Amen. Undefiled. Thank God, incorruptible. And that fadeth not away. Amen. We're suffering now sometimes. Sometimes it looks like Christians, men's got it worse than anybody down here at times. But I'll tell you, there's a God in heaven that's got everything written down. There's a God in heaven that knows everything you're going through tonight. There's a God in heaven that's got every pain, amen, written down. He sees every tear. He hears every prayer. There's things, amen, that goes on down here. And we'll think, amen, this ain't fair. And really, it's not fair. But I'll tell you, there's going to be a compensation after a while. There's going to be a time, amen, when things is going to be made up. When God's going to make up some things. Praise God. He's got a reward awaiting on you and I. He's got a promise waiting on you and I. Lazarus suffered, but Lazarus didn't give up. I'll tell you, Lazarus wasn't saved because he suffered alone. Lazarus wasn't saved just because he was a beggar, but because Brother Ronnie held on. He stayed with God in that shape. He stayed with the Lord. He kept the faith. He didn't give up. He didn't quit, but thank God he still believed God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, thank the Lord this evening.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You look around. Amen. And you see the promises of God. Many times God does great things in this life for us.
Amen.
We've heard a lot of good testimonies tonight.
Yeah.
He's blessed me on the right. He's blessed me on the left.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We've got a great church.
Come on.
Full of people.
Yes.
A parking lot full of big, fancy, nice cars, Brother Tom.
Come on, come on.
When I took the church down there 23 years ago, it was Chevettes. Amen.
Come on.
I mean, it was Chevy Loves. It was rust buckets here and there. But you look around now, Brother Ron. My goodness, there's Yukon XLs. Amen. Big new Chevy Suburbans. Amen. That bird drives. Amen. There's new F-150s. There's everything, amen, that me and Brother Chris was looking around. There's $500,000 worth of cars sitting around there.
Yeah.
Amen, because of God's blessings.
Right.
And that, this thing is not about material things.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, there's a lot, amen, of people that's going through hard things. There's people going through sicknesses. There's people that's suffering in their body. There's people suffering in their mind. There's things that ain't been fair. There's people that's quit us. Amen. That's left us. I'm not talking about just us in Vanceburg. I'm talking about church people. I'm talking about God's people. There's people done us wrong. There's people, amen, that we counted on. Amen. With dear life. That's walked off. Amen. There's suffering. That's went on. Elamahalamahulamahai. But I'll tell you, there's a day. If you hold on to God, if you hold on to the Lord, if you hold on to faith, God's going to make it right one of these days. God's going to fix it one of these days. God's going to come, amen, with all praise God blessings, with all glory. And the scripture,
glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory.
Yes,
that scripture, Brother Tom and I love to quote to each other. For I reckon. For I reckon, Brother Tom. Amen. What does it say?
Jesus. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us.
Woo! Did you hear that?
Glory.
For I reckon.
Yeah.
That the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the Bible said it does not yet appear what we shall be. But when He does appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. I'm telling you, we're going to have a perfect body. We'll have a glorified body. We'll have a perfect mind. We'll have a perfect time. There'll be, praise God, joy and peace. Amen. Forever and forever. There won't be no more tears. God's going to wipe away every tear. There won't be no more sorrow. There won't be no more trouble. There ain't going to be no more heartache.
Come on. Thank you.
My.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Oh. The Revelator said, no more sickness, no more pain, no more death, no more suffering, no more tears, no more crying, no more sorrow, no more morgues, no more hospitals, no more graveyards, no more prisons, no more jailhouses, no more police, no more funerals, no more drugs, no more booze, no more crimes, no more murder, no more war. We're going to leave this place one of these days. Paul said, amen. We're going to be changed. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump.
Come on.
For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Hallelujah.
Promises. Praise promises.
Yes.
Paul said, rest with us.
Yeah.
He was looking at who? He was looking at suffering Christians, Brother Ron.
Right.
Persecuted Christians.
Praise.
People that had suffered the whip.
Yeah.
People that had suffered dungeons and prisons, Brother Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
People that had suffered hard things for God.
No.
Paul said, rest with us.
Yeah.
when the Lord shall be revealed from heaven with his holy angels in flaming fire.
Come on.
Taking vengeance on them that know not God. Amen. And that believe not the gospel.
Right.
I'm telling you, he said, it's going to be, you know what he was saying? It's going to be changed after a while.
Yes, Lord.
It's going to be turned around after a while.
Yes.
You might be, amen, suffering now. You might be hurting now. You might have a heavy heart now. You might be lonely now. You might be sick now. You might be short-winded, Brother Gary, right now. There's coming a time when you have all the air you ever want. And you'll be able to sing. Praise God with every amen angel. My goodness in glory. I'm telling you, it's going to be different after a while. That's what Jesus said about this right here. Amen. He said, remember, Abraham said, remember. Amen. You had your good things. You had your big time. You had all the luxuries of the world. And Lazarus suffered. And he went through hardships. And now.
Yes.
It changed, didn't it?
Yes.
It turned around.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. It changed after a while.
Yes.
Now you're tormented, he said, and he is comforted.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not looking forward to anybody being tormented. But I'm sure looking forward to being comforted.
Yeah.
I'm sure looking forward to the glory of God.
Yes.
Amen. That shall come. Amen. Can you imagine what kind of euphoria will fill our soul? What kind of excitement? What kind of exhilaration? Amen. Will course through our very being when we first hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Sister Nancy used to sing that song. I made it. Thank God I made it. My feet have touched the streets of gold. Streets of gold. I now am walking. Elamai kashatara mai. Elamo koshotoro diha. Oh, glory to God. Ikayota moko sotara mai. I'm telling you, we're going to be changed. I said we're going to be changed. We're going to be glorified. It's going to be over after a while. Hold on, child of God. Christian, hold on to faith. It's going to be different after a while. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to that bema judgment. The word bema itself means reward. That's what it means. Reward. The bema judgment, the judgment seat of Christ, is a judgment of rewards for what we've done for the Lord in this life. Now, I know there'll be some things there. There'll be some people that barely get by. As Job said, by the skin of their teeth.
Yep.
Amen. Because the Bible said there'll be some, Brother Gary, there, that their works will be wood, hay, and stubble, and they'll burn up.
Burn up, yep.
But they themselves will be saved.
Right. Amen.
That's people that get saved on their deathbed. They'll be that. Amen. Amen. I'm glad the Lord just like he is.
Yes.
I'm glad he'll save in the 11th hour.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
I've seen him save people in the last nick of time. Amen. But when they get to the judgment, everything they've done in this life will burn up. But they'll be saved. Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Everything they've done in this life, it won't stand the judgment. But they'll be saved because they repented on their deathbed. But I'll tell you, those that have worked for God, those that have served God, those that have held on for the Lord through the years, they'll have some rewards there.
Yes, Lord.
They'll have some. Yeah. I graduated from high school. Can you believe that?
Come on.
I did. Amen. I don't know how, Greg. I don't know. I did, though. Now, look. I didn't have any of those gold shawls, whatever they are. I don't know what they call them. You know, them smart kids got. I wasn't valedictorian. I wasn't salutatorian. I did have one graduation gown. Amen. I had a cap. Had a tassel. Real talk. I was in there.
Yes.
When I walked through there, I had my section. You know, there's a few of them in the stands. Yeah, all right. Now, there were some that had like half of the crowd, you know, carrying them. And they had all them honor students. That's, you know, the honor students. I mean, they 4.0, 4.5. They didn't just get all the questions. They got all the additional stuff right. They got everything right.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. It's wonder if graduated. Amen. Sometimes, and I ain't proud of this, but sometimes we'd go get drunk before school.
Yep.
It's a miracle that I graduated. But I'll tell you what. I graduated. I was in that ceremony.
Yep.
Amen. There's going to be some at the judgment seat of Christ. It might not be. Amen. We're not going to get what Paul gets.
Right.
And I'm glad he's fair. You know what we're going to do? We're going to cheer for Paul.
Right. Amen.
We're going to cheer. Amen. William Tyndale gave it all, amen, just to translate the Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave everything. He run from the law. He was a fugitive from his own family and friends so he could translate the Bible. Hey, what kind of reward is he going to get? What kind of reward is Martin Luther going to get? What kind of reward, amen, is Charles Finney, amen, and all these greats, amen, Charles Wesley, all the Wesleys, John Wesley, all them, amen, of the bygone years and yesteryear, but we're gonna be there, church. We're gonna be there, thank God. We're gonna be there, amen. We're gonna experience that, and we're gonna witness that.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God!
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
That marriage supper of the Lamb. You know what the Bible said? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will come down and sit down at that table, the marriage supper of the Lamb. And the Lord said they'll come from the east. They'll come from the west.
Yeah.
They'll come from the north. They'll come from the south. And they'll sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You talk about a shindig. You talk about a banquet.
Yeah.
You talk about it. I'm telling you, sometimes old Washington, D.C. and them, they put on some things up there. It's fancy. They say the queen and royalty over in England, they can put on a party. But I'll tell you, at that table of the Lord, amen, you'll not even be able to see the end of it. There'll be thousands and millions sitting down there, praise God. And the Bible said Jesus himself will gird himself and he'll serve, amen, at that great banquet. We'll sit there, praise God, rejoicing and worshiping. Amen. And we're just getting started. We're going to come back here with the Lord at the Battle of Armageddon. And he's going to set up a government. And we're going to rule and reign this earth with him. Amen. For 1,000 years. While he sits, amen, on a throne in Jerusalem, ruling in perfect righteousness. No more political lies, no more cheating, no more stealing, no more unfaithfulness, but thank God it'll be righteousness.
Yes,
man, oh man, I'm telling you, Lazarus, you suffered, son, you suffered, but oh, it got turned around. Look what the Apostle Paul said. I mean, you know, let's keep it in context. Look what this man went through. Suffered. He was beaten 3 times with rods. That would usually kill a person. And he was shipwrecked 3 times.
Yeah.
He was stoned and left for dead and probably was dead.
Yeah.
All the, just he said, and cold and hungry, without sufficient clothing. There he was with all the care of the churches. But, amen, he said, for our light afflictions. For our light afflictions. Which are but for a moment. Worketh for us. A far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Yeah.
You know what he's talking about? How many remember when James and John's mother went to Jesus and said, "Can my son sit on your right and on your left in glory, in your kingdom?" He said, "You don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're talking about. If you knew what that required, if you had an understanding of the qualifications and prerequisites that would take for that, you wouldn't even ask for it."
Right.
Amen. Because he talked about the ones that suffered the most, they're going to have the highest seats. The ones that went through the most, amen, for Christ in this earth, they're going to have the highest positions in glory. And Paul said, for our light afflictions. No wonder he welcomed them. No wonder he said, amen, and that's fine with me. He said, they work for us. They work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory while we look not at those things which are seen. Don't look at this life. Don't look at this temporal time. Amen. These years are fleeting. My goodness, it seemed like I just got saved, amen, a couple of years ago. I'm 59 years old. I got saved when I was 21. It don't seem like no time. Amen. We don't look at those things which are seen. We look at those things which are not seen. Those things which are seen are temporary. They're temporal. But those things which are not seen, they're eternal. Eternal tonight.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Amen. Whatever we go through, it's going to be worth it. That's what, amen. That's what 11th chapter of Hebrews said. God's not going to be ashamed to be called our God.
Right.
For he has prepared for us a city.
Yes, Lord.
In other words, when you see your reward, you're going to say, "Lord, you're overpaying me. Lord, You're giving me more than I deserve. You're giving me somebody else's reward. Surely this is not mine." Amen. I'm talking about the missionaries that has suffered. Amen. More than we could imagine. Went through things that we couldn't even think of. And yet when they see the glory world, when they experience what the Lord's got in store, they're going to be overwhelmed with joy.
Yes.
They're going to be overwhelmed with love. I'll tell you, no wonder, amen, Neil Bridges died with a heart attack. Amen. He died, left this world with a heart attack, and they brought him back. And you know what he said? He said, "I saw Brother Buzzard. I saw Brother Leon in glory." You know what he said? Amen. "Sweet Lamb of God, if it ain't Neil Bridges." Oh, amen. Brother Buzzard had lost an eye to sugar. He had lost a leg to sugar. He had lost his teeth. And Brother Neil Bridges come back and he said he had both legs. He had both eyes. He had all of his teeth. Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it after a while. It's going to be worth it after a while. It's going to be worth every suffering, amen, event. It's going to be worth every tearful event. It's going to be worth every painful event that we ever go through today, amen, to make it. Oh, thank God tonight. My goodness. Brother Larry Stevens said that his mom and dad died close together. And it really bothered him. It really, really discouraged him. He said, "I thought about just throwing in the towel in this preaching business." He said, "But the Lord gave him a dream." And he said, "I was running a race." And he said, "I was really, really tired and I was about to quit. I was about to stop." He said, "But I looked up and I saw the finish line." And he said, "Out on the other side of the finish line," he said, "there was my mom and dad." He said, "They was jumping up and down and saying, 'Come on, Larry.' They was a waving me on, saying, 'Come on, Larry, you can make it. Come on, Larry, you can make it. Come on, Larry, you can make it.'" I'm telling you, let's just read the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. The Bible said when we come to church, Brother Ron, amen, and other chapters in Hebrews, it said we are not coming to Sinai like they did in the Old Testament with fearfulness, with terror. Amen. He said, but we're coming to Mount Zion. We're not coming to Mount Sinai like they did. We're coming to Zion. He said, we're coming to the Father, and we're coming before the Son, and we're coming before all the holy angels, and we're coming before the spirits of just men made perfect. I tell you, when we come to church and when we get in the Spirit in our prayer life, we're in the presence of every every angelic being, every heavenly being. Have you got loved ones that went on before? I'll tell you, they see you. They hear that prayer according to the word of God. Your prayers is coming up before the throne of God. It's your voice. It's you. Amen. And they're saying, come on. Amen. See, we're compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us run this race with patience.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God.
Right.
The Bible said when we come to church, we're coming in the presence of glory.
Right.
We're coming to Mount Zion. God sees us. Jesus sees us. We're in the presence. Amen. All the host of angels and the spirits of just men made perfect. Oh, thank God. I had a dream not long ago. I saw Marshall Atkins. There's Brother Marshall. Amen. He got up and he walked through a door somewhere. And I looked around. Here come Pap Albright. Man, he looks spiffy. I said, hey, there's the bravest man I ever knew. Amen. I went over and I hugged him. I looked around and I saw Gilbert Wall, Brother Greg. And Gilbert said, you've got a place here. I said, I do. He said, yeah. Yeah. Amen. I'm telling you, they know what's going on.
Yes.
They're not blind to it. Some people said, well, am I going to know my mom? Am I going to know my dad? Am I going to know my children? You're going to know everything.
Right.
You're going to have a perfect mind. That's what Paul said. That's what he meant when he said, now we look through a glass darkly. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child and I thought as a child. He said, when I became a man, I put away childish things. He's talking about our knowledge. He said, we look through a glass darkly. They had brass. He said, it's distorted. We don't see a perfect image. We don't see the perfect picture. He said, but we're like children. And you know, children don't understand things. They don't understand what it takes to make a living. They don't understand all the complexities of adult life. They just like to get out and play. Amen. They just like to, you know, we take care of their food. We take care of their clothes. We take care of their needs. They don't know nothing about all that. But Paul said that's how we are spiritually right now in this life. We're like children, but we're going to think and know as adults. We're going to graduate. We're going to be promoted. When we get there, we'll know everything Jesus knows. Amen. For we shall be like him.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it after a while. It's going to be worth it after a while. My goodness. No wonder David said, I'll be satisfied when I wake with his likeness. You know what he's saying? He said, I won't be satisfied until then.
That's it.
I won't be satisfied until then. Lazarus, you suffered. You suffered. Suffered in body. He was sick. Full of sores. Couldn't walk. He was sick. He hurt. He was in pain. But he held on.
Yes, he did.
After a while, things changed.
Right.
It'll change for you. You hold on to God. You hold on to God.
Yes.
You hold on to the Lord.
Come on.
I'll tell you, it'll be worth it after a while.
Yes.
God, amen, going to turn things around for his people after a while. Amen. It ain't always going to be like this. I like what Isaiah said, thy dead men shall live. Thy dead men shall live. He said, together with my dead body shall they arise. Oh, you know what Isaiah was saying? I'm going to live again. They know it's going to be like this. They sawed Isaiah in half in a log. Can you imagine that? That saw going through you slowly as they cut that wood and that log, bleeding to death finally. It ain't always going to be like that. He's going to be the head, not the tail after a while. Amen. God's people are going to be the head after a while, forever and forever and forever.
Yes.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Amen. There have been a lot of people that God has given a glimpse of the glory world to. Brother Hobart Bowley, Brother Wade Hicks' brother-in-law, he died and he went to heaven. He was with Jesus. And the Lord said, I want you to go back. I want you to go back. Had a work for him to do. Brother Hobart ended up pastoring the church for 14 years. Hobart said, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. I want to stay. And the Lord said, you'll go back for me, won't you? And Brother Hobart said, Lord, I'll do anything for you. And he came back. But he said, what about my heart? He had a heart attack and died God said, I fixed that. Brother Holbert told me a while back, he said, I never have a chest pain. I never have any, none of that, ever. Amen. I'm telling you, God's going to turn it around for us after a while. Saints of God, hold on to God. Brother Ron, Pastor, let's stand tonight. Let's stand all over the house. My goodness. It's going to be worth it after a while. Amen. It's going to be worth it after a while. So many, Brother Tommy Henderson said his mamaw was passing away, leaving this world. Angie's husband. And she looked over and she said, there's mommy and there's aunt so-and-so, her mom's sister. She said, what are you doing? They said, we've come after you. We've come to get you. They said, go on, go on. And Tom's dad, I guess some of them children said, go on, mommy. I guess she just closed her eyes in sleep and went on to glory. He said, they've come to get me. They're here. They're here. I've heard of people, saints of God, dying. They said, I hear that music. Yeah. And they'll look around and say, can you hear that?
Yeah.
And just us mere mortals couldn't hear it, but they heard it.
Come on.
Because they already had that immortality on them. Amen. And quickened in them. I know we've got it. You know, we've got it. If you've got the Spirit of God, you have eternal life in you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You have eternal life. That's what Jesus said. He that believeth on me hath eternal life.
Right.
Right now. I'm not waiting to get eternal life. I've got eternal life. Amen. Thank God. Aren't you glad of that? We don't have to guess. We're not Muslims. We don't have to guess and wait to see if we're saved. We're saved.
Right.
Thank God we're saved. Amen. Lord. Go ahead and say, come, let's pray. God bless you.
Thank you. Lord.